Good morning, Hampshire. Today is Wednesday, April 8th, 2015, and you're listening to Morning Sedition here on Yurt Radio. Don't put away those coats just yet. It's currently about 37 degrees and cloudy at 8:30 a.m. here in Amherst, Massachusetts. Today looks like it's going to be cold with highs in the upper 30s to low 40s. With rain likely this afternoon. I even saw somewhere that there might be some snow mixed in. Yikes. So now it's time for today's holiday list. Today is Draw a Picture of a Bird Day. Draw a Picture of a Bird Day is a special day for bird lovers who like to draw. It doesn't matter whether you are young or not so young, if you like to draw, and today is a day to draw pictures of a bird, or two, or three, or however many birds you would like to draw. So go out there and draw some birds, bird lovers. Today is International Romani Day, a day to celebrate Romani culture and raise awareness of the issues facing Romani people. It is National Dog Fighting Awareness Day, which is a very important cause. Please look it up online and see how you can get involved to put an end to dog fighting. Today is National Empanada Day, so go eat some. Someplace. I'm sure there's a store in town that sells them. Today is a National All Is Ours Day. It's bound to be a spectacular day for us. Today is Buddha's birthday, as well as Zoo Lovers Day. So all you zoo lovers out there, happy Zoo Lovers Day. Finally, today is Trading Cards for Grown-Ups Day. This holiday has a great description, if I say so myself. This is the description. I guess I just implied that I wrote it by saying if I say so myself, but I did not. So why should we alleged adults have to give up our precious trading cards just because we get older? No more faking interest in our kids' purse maniacs, or whatever they're called. What'll you give me for a holographic Natalie Portman? I would not give you much for a holographic Natalie Portman. But if you like trading cards and you are a grown-up, happy Trading Cards for Grown-Ups Day. And forget about those purse maniacs, whatever they are. So now it's time for today's events. At 12 p.m., we have the CS Wednesday Noon Talk by Nick McPhee. That's a good name, Nick McPhee. Professor of Computer Science at University of Minnesota. This week's talk is titled Graph Databases, when you really need to know the friends of your friends' friends' friends. This is at noon in the Ash Lobby. A light lunch will be provided. Also at 12 p.m., there is the second event in the Spring 2015 Humanities Works in Progress series. This is with Alex Dika Segerman, and the title of the talk is Abu Nidara, Building an Egyptian Public Through Satirical Cartoons, 1880 to 1910. This is in the Bradford Room on the second floor of the library, and lunch will be provided. Also at 12 p.m., we have Challenging Rape Myths. Challenging Rape Myths is a workshop with Ariana Rose and Sasha Nachimo, both Fall 11. This is from 12 to 1:30 p.m. in the Merrill Living Room. Come and discuss and debunk myths about sexual violence. Lunch will be provided, and this is open to all Hampshire students, faculty, and staff. at 1 p.m., there is a resume workshop in the Cork office. Are you looking to wow a job or internship search committee? Well, spring your way onto having the best resume on the block. Bring a copy of your resume to workshop with a Cork counselor. This is a great opportunity to get feedback before applying for that summer job or internship. Lunch is provided from Fresh Side. At 1:45 p.m., student faculty and staff are encouraged to meet with Mark Old Mixon, finalist for the Director of Oprah position. Mark is currently the Director of Recreation, Adventure, and Wellness at University of Alaska Fairbanks. This meet and greet session is open to all members of the campus community from 1:45 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. in the Merrill Living Room, today, Wednesday, April 8th. At 4 p.m. in Franklin Patterson Hall East Lecture Hall, we have a lecture titled "The Role of the Diaspora in Africa's Resurgence, From Economy to Education." This lecture is with Dr. Paul Tiambe Zaleza. And once again, that is in FPH East Lecture Hall. At 5 p.m., there is a JSU open signer meeting, and Passover food will be provided. This is an open meeting about Jewish life at Hampshire in the Merrill Living Room. They will nosh on yummy leftovers from the Passover Seder and talk about Shabbat, future events, and other related topics. Feel free to come participate in this discussion. Go participate in that discussion. Eat some Passover food. Sounds like fun. So that's about it for today's events. Now it's time for today's saga menu. For lunch, in the kettles, there is chili and clam chowder. And then we have Parmesan eggplant bake, rice, and steamed and sautéed vegetable sides. And get this, we also have more steamed and sautéed vegetable sides, again, with burgundy chicken and your standard grill, like burgers and hot dogs and tofu puffs, I believe they're called. There will be the stir-fry station at lunch today, and for the DIY station, it's Eggstravaganza. I don't know what that means, but I guess you make eggs. There will also be Sicilian tomato pasta. At dinner, we have the same kettles, chili and clam chowder. And this time we have brown rice and sautéed and steamed vegetable sides. And then we have steamed and sautéed vegetable sides, because I'm sure there's a difference. And garlic orzo pasta, as well as Genovese basil tilapia. We also have the extravaganza and pasta with vodka sauce. Now it's time for today's fact of the day. And because it's Zoo Lovers Day, today's fact or facts is are animal related. So a group of unicorns is called a blessing. 12 or more cows are known as a flink. A group of frogs is called an army. A group of rhinos is called a crash. A group of kangaroos is called a mob. And a group of whales is called a pod. A group of ravens is called a murder. A group of larks is called an exaltation. A group of owls is called a parliament. And I have one more. A group of pugs is called a grumble. So that's today's fact of the day. Numerous facts. Animal facts for you today on Zoo Lovers Day. So that's about it for today's morning's edition. But be sure to tune in to Yerk Radio later in the day. We have some great shows for you tonight. At 8 p.m. we have The Bad Show, followed by The Goth Detectives Save Us From Aliens at 9. At 10 p.m. Cold Coffee, and 11 p.m. Grubs. So close your Wednesday night out right here on Yerk Radio. Thank you for listening to Morning Sedition. I'm your guest Wednesday host, Aiden. And that's about it. Thank you, and have a great Wednesday.